Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com.
Less is more, or so the saying goes. But at Thumb Cellular, more is more. Experience the joy of more with Thumb Cellular's Winter Plus promo. It's one thing to get a great deal, but getting a great deal plus an added bonus is even better. Does a free smartphone sound too good to be true? It isn't. But how about a free smartphone plus $50 in Google Play credit? That's right, grab a Motorola Defy smartphone. It's free, and you get $50 in Google Play credit. Good for apps, music, movies, and more. Thumb Cellular is redefining what it means to get more with their Winter Plus promo. Terms of service apply. Visit any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the winter phone specials. Just another reason why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Back in the ranch, both teams get a possession and neither can do anything with it. Finally, right there, Curtis Dickinson goes up for the layup from the right side. He gets two, he has four on the night, pushes the lead back to 12. Forecast City. Ryan Brown listens in onto the huddle. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Kansas City, again, is working on offensively right now. They need to, what Coach said, is the dribble drive, kick out, dribble drive, kick out, and look for the big man down low a little bit and start working the interior of the paint.
And Will Sutton goes to work from the left block for Bad Axe. And he's actually fouling the way up. John Mooney, can you believe they're actually going into the lane?
His first time.
And the foul is against number 22, Dickinson, for Cass City, his first. And the second of Cass City, first free throw is up and good for Will Sutton. In fact, it's the first free throw attempted by Bad Axe in this game. Second free throw, just as good. He has four on the night and brings Bad Axe within 10. 26-16, as Bad Axe brings out a full-court press, and now we have a foul right on the inbound. It's against number 23 of Bad Axe. That is James Canarian, his first, and Bad Axe's fourth of the half. Cassidy gets the ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Orban, Bad Axe comes out in the full-court press, coming out with a trap in the corner, back into Orban's hands right on the baseline, the far baseline, and we have another push against Bad Axe. This one will be against Matt Kramer, number 12, his first, and Bad Axe's fifth. John, how do you like the idea of Bad Axe having shown a little pressure here in the third quarter, trying to get back to this game? They trail by 10.
I think it's a good move because even if Cassidy breaks the press, the tendency is to take the shot outside of your normal comfort zone. And that usually occurs when the Hatchets would go ahead and just take it, take the rebound, clear it, and then that way they control the tempo.
And Cassidy clears the press, and they get it into Angelson for the two-hand slam. He brings it in from the left side. The 6'8" brings it home with authority from the left.
Now, the problem with that is that you have 6'9" Cole Israelson at the end, on the receiving end, and he dunks it on you.
That's a high percentage shot when you have 6'8" and break with that. Like that, Ben Braden responds with a three himself. The Chelsea shot is good. That's two threes for Ben Braden in this third quarter. 28-19, a nine-point game. Cassidy still leads with 3:05 left in the third. Orban at the top of the key, over to number 11, Terry. Back to Orban, top of the key being guarded by Braden. Dribbles right into the baseline to Israelson. Shuffled the feet, though, before the shot. And Daryl Wainer, your official tonight, one of three, calls it a disco tonight, and it's a travel turnover for Cassidy. Substitution for Cassidy. Dickinson sits down. Number five, Lucas Schenk returns. And Austin Trammell for Bad Axe replaces a out-of-breath number 23, James Canaria. Braden, 90 feet from his own hoop, inbounds this one to Trammell. 2:56 left in the third. 28-19, Cassidy leads by 9. Cassidy has led as many by 15. They led by 13 at half. Now it's down to 9. Trammell loses the handle on the right wing, but there is Kramer to save it for Bad Axe. Drives into the lane, goes up to the knee, is swatted down by Israelson with authority. And here comes Orban in the Red Hawks.
Cole Israelson is doing a great job intimidating on the inside, and he is changing the trajectory of the shot.
Over to number 11, Over to Orban, feeds it into Israelson, double team, another slam, and this time he's fouled, and the shot is good. Two dunks for Cole Israelson on the night, and he's fouled, and it's an and-one situation. Call him Adrian Payne. For Cass City against an 11-point lead to Cass City, trying to make it 12 with a made free throw here. Fouls against number 45, Tanner Krug, that's his second, and Baddox is sixth of the half. Free throw is good from Cole Israelson. So after starting out 0 for 2, he's gone 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Tanner Krug sits down. Out and Tyler Laver comes in. So for Baddox, Ben Braden, Austin Termel, Will Sutton, Matt Kramer, and Tyler Laver. Braden drives into the left block, goes up with a shot. He has hit some contact, no call, and Cassidy rebounds. Orban on the left wing, brings back up top of the key, resets the half-court set. Over to Hardwick on the right corner, into Israelson on the block. And again, he shuffled his feet. That's two times in a row he's done that. And it's another turnover for Cassidy. Aaron Fernald just hangs his head in disgust. We have a full timeout called by Jim Quinn of Baddox, and it's time for another timeout. You're tuned to WLAW Baddox, with 19, Cassidy 31, a minute 52 left in the third quarter.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
To talk things over with his team, calls a full timeout. They trail by 12, 31-19 in Kansas City. Ryan Brown listened into the Baddox huddle. What'd you find out?
They're going to continue to double down on Israelson because they notice when he gets it in the post, he brings the ball down low every time, so they're going to look for the steal a little bit more there.
Good call by Jim Quinn there. And Ryan Brown listening in for WLAW Sports. 31-19. Ben Braden brings it up. To the court for Baddox, left to right across the radio to Matt Kramer, top of the key now, being guarded closely by number 11, Jacob Perry. Austin Termel for three, top of the key. This one's no good, still loose, and brought in by Lucas Shank of Cass City. Orban in transition, tries to feed it into number 11, Perry, but Austin Termel there flies into the Cass City bench to tip it out of bounds. Cass City will get the ball basically at the free throw line extended on the far side of your radio, right in front of their own bench. With a minute 28 left in the third quarter, 31-19, still a 12-point lead for Cass City. And at number 25, Tyler Laver actually steals the ball over to Austin Termel from the right side from the layup, and this one's good. Austin Termel now with 5 points on the game with a minute 16 left in the third quarter, 31-21. Cass City leads, and now we have a foul on Ben Braden. He got caught up with number two, Cody Orban. That is Ben Braden's second foul. And the seventh against Baddox. So at the line shooting 1-1 is Cody Orban. He has not shot a free throw yet in this game, and he actually has not made a point in the third quarter. Couple substitutions for Baddox. Will Sutton sits down as well as Ben Braden. James Canarian's back in as well as Tanner Krug. Out there for Baddox, we have Matt Kramer, James Canarian, Austin Termel, Tanner Krug, and Tyler Laver. First and front end of the 1-1 for Orban is no good, and Canarian brings it in for Baddox. At the top of the key, Austin Termel with it, dribbling against the Cass City defense. Over to Canarian for three from the right wing, no good. Rebound, Cass City. We have a push from behind against Baddox. That's Matt Kramer. He's called with his second foul. That's the eighth for Baddox. We walk 90 feet to the left side of your radio for a 1-1 situation yet again for Cass City. This time at the line is number 11, Jacob Perry. He's already missed two free throws in this third quarter already. And it's a 10-point game, 31-21, 51.2 seconds left in the third. Free throw is up.